Hello and welcome to New Media Central. Did you miss me last week? I took the week off last week for the Thanksgiving holidays. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about societies and how when we get together as a society, we have to have rules and everybody has to follow the rules. And if you don't follow the rules, you have to pay a penalty. We've gotten away from that in a big way with all the political correctness that we have. And we're going to political correctness ourselves into oblivion if we don't get a handle on this. I recorded this on my iPhone. I'm amazed, actually, that you can just be standing around talking in your iPhone and it sounds as good as it does, but the quality is not quite as good, and you'll hear some background noises that you're not normally going to hear on this podcast, and I apologize for that in advance, but the content is relevant. Once again, I'd like to tell you all that I appreciate your comments. Keep them coming. I love to hear feedback from y'all. You can just go to my website, newmediacentral.org, and leave a comment or a question, and we'll get to it. Oh, one last thing I wanted to mention is I don't want to always be a downer, but there's a lot of things going on out there in society that need to be addressed, and I'm going to address them. Sadly, a lot of the things that need to be addressed are problem, bad things that are going on, and I want to make sure that these things get addressed so that we can get a little better perspective about what's going on. Political correctness is ruining this country. It's not necessary. We have to keep addressing it and get a handle on it. And I promise, some of the shows in the future, I'm a happy guy. I enjoy laughter and jokes and fun as much as the next guy. But most of my podcasts are going to be downers, because there's a lot of bad stuff going on. I promise I will throw some funny stuff in there from time to time. Get a little bit lighter. I know I need to lighten up a little bit on some of this stuff, but there's too many people saying that this is okay. And I'm the guy that's going to be saying, no, it's not okay. And here's why. Enjoy today's show. I hope you do. Hope you get a little something out of it. My personal guarantee that some of the shows in the future are going to be a little more lighthearted. Thanks. Enjoy the show. We have a desire as humans to congregate, to become societies where people live together in close proximity. There's a really good reason for that. There's protection in the herd. And that's where it came from. We feel more safe when we're around people like us, because the alternative is being afraid of every little noise you hear, like animals. But we as humans with our giant brains have discovered that if we live together and watch out for each other, life becomes a lot more manageable and a lot more desirable. However, there have to be rules. If you live out by yourself in the middle of nowhere, you can do anything you want, because it doesn't matter. And if anyone gets hurt, it's only you that gets hurt. If you live in a society, if you live together with other humans, you have to have rules, and they have to be obeyed by everyone in the group. And there has to be a body that ensures that that happens. Cops, law enforcement, penal system if you break the rules. We're getting away from that now, folks. A number of things are involved here. One is big cities are too big. And there's a lot of reasoning behind that. And we can make it work. I mean, we have to make it work. The way to make it work is to enforce the rules for everyone. Everyone has to have the rules enforced. They're for everyone. Blind justice, for real blind justice, where it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, how much money you have, what color you are, or anything, the rules apply to you the same as they do to everyone else, for good and for bad. And what I'm talking about, as an example, we have in Kansas City area where I live, a fantastic shopping area called the Plaza. A lot of people are hearing this. No matter where in the world you are, you may have heard of it because it's famous. It's been around for a long time. It's the site of a lot of really fantastic things that have happened. I think of Christmas, and I think of joy and excitement, and it's not just going and buying presents. It's the whole atmosphere around Christmas where you go to the Plaza area, and it's all lit up, and it's all got all their finery out, and it's just, and it's fun, or it used to be. And I'm deeply saddened that it's not fun anymore because of some things that have happened. And I'm going to describe some of those things, and I know a lot of people are going to be very angry with me when I say these things because they think I'm not being politically correct, but I don't care. And what has happened in the Plaza is I don't want to go there anymore, and a whole lot of other people don't want to go there anymore, and some of the anchor stores, some of the bedrocks of that area that have been there forever are pulling out. Why? Because some people in our society have decided they don't want to follow the rules. They congregate. They use social media to come in giant numbers and destroy this wonderful thing and think it's funny, think it's cute, and think they have a lot of power by doing it. Well, you know, in some respects, that's true. We should never give them that power, folks. We need to stop it now. To hell with political correctness and get these little faggots off the goddamn street of these places that we want to go and have fun for Christmas to go shopping and hang out where the stuff is beautiful. Why is that so hard for anybody to understand? Why can we not as a society go, huh-uh, you can't destroy that and get away with it? What the hell are we thinking? We can't. We can't let political correctness destroy everything that's good in this country and go, well, you know, little Jamal had trouble when he was younger. His mama was drunk. His daddy was strung out on cocaine, so it's okay if he does this. He can walk down the street and punch a Jewish man in the face and kill him. That's the rage now. It's a big deal for these black gangs to go around and cold cock somebody with a sucker punch, and some of them are dying from it. That is not okay. Here, and I just read it happened. They arrested a bunch of them and let them all go, except for one guy. No. The other four or five guys that are walking around with this guy that actually did the punch are culpable. All of them. Maybe the guys that are on the punch should be gone for 30 years instead of just 20. Whatever. And if they're teenagers, they need to be tried as adults. Whether the victim dies or not. Just for walking around talking about it. Now, and they know. The cops know. When they're out there walking around, they know these guys are highly likely going to be the ones that are committing the crime. We can't do anything to them until they do something bad. Okay? If you know these are the guys, keep a real close eye on them. And if they begin to do something like that, get them out. Put them on that mythical island I was talking about. And this doesn't have to be a myth. It doesn't have to be make-believe. We can actually do it. We can create a prison for bad people, and we know who they are, a prison that is inescapable. You can't get out. We know we can do it. We've done it before. That's why I said think Alcatraz. It may be an island. It may be a box in the middle of the desert somewhere. The conditions will not be 3 square meals a day, television, internet, entertainment, magazines, books. You get nothing. You get nothing. You get a bare essentials. An outfit doesn't have to be nice and clean, just clothing, and we'll let the prisoner decide how nice and clean he wants to keep it. If he wants to let it go to hell and turn to rags, so be it. And bread and water, maybe not bread and water exactly, but barely more than that. We don't have to make sure they got 3 square meals a day, TV, internet, game rooms, weight rooms. This has to be a place that you don't want to go to. And I'm not saying that you don't want to go to because you're going to be somebody's bitch. I'm talking about you don't want to go there because there's nothing but a box. And you sit in it for however long society determines you need to do it. And it has to be a deterrence. It can't be just, oh shit, I got busted. I'm going to go to the Ritz Hotel for a few months. No, it can't be that. It can't. We can't do that anymore, folks. We're past that now. We've determined that it doesn't work, that it's not a deterrent. And we can't be concerned about the rights of criminals. They have no rights. That's part of what, when we come together and live as a society, we have come to understand. The bad people have to not get the rights of the people who are following the rules that have to be in place. As I mentioned, when you come together as a society, you have to have rules. If you break the rules, you have to pay a penalty. It has to be a very stiff penalty for real, so it'll be a deterrent. And if it doesn't deter you and you go ahead and break the rules anyway, it has to be a place where you can actually get better, because you're going, I don't ever want to live like this again, because it's not even really living. It's barely surviving. And I'm changing my ways, and I will be good if the society determines that I can get released at some point in the future. I will be good when I get released. That's how it has to be, folks. It can't be a place for criminals to get together and create the next super mastermind plot against society. I don't want to go to prison. I don't think it would be a nice place to go. It can't be the way it is now.